Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 20. This parak has 10 psukim in it. Also, this parak corresponds to what's written in Shmuel Bey's parak 18. For more information on the background, you can click on the Tanakh Daily archives found at the bottom of the email. A word on the background as described in Shmuel Bey's. David was preparing his army for battle against his son Avshalom. David had split his army into three battalions. One-third of troops were given to David's general Yoav, one-third to Yoav's brother Avishai, and the last third to Ittai Hagiti. David wanted to join his men in war, but his men wouldn't hear of it. They told David, "If you come with us, Avshalom's men will just try and kill you, the king, to end the war." They told David it would be better not to join them in battle. They wanted David to stay back and daven for them while they're at war. Also, because David had said this kapitel on Yisrael's behalf, it's considered a good one to say for someone you care about who's suffering, who's unable or unwilling to pray for themselves. You can say this parak as an offering to God on their behalf. Okay, now let's jump into the Tehillim itself. I'm going to summarize the parak, then double back around to highlight three psukim. Here it goes. Let God help you in the moments when you feel in pain. Let Hashem send you help from His sanctuary in Zion. Let Hashem accept your offerings. God should give you all your heart's desires. We'll all celebrate when we get saved. Our Savior itself will elevate Hashem's name like a banner being raised. Because Hashem will have saved His anointed one, Mashiach. Some people rely on their military prowess and strength. But we stand firm and rely on God. Save us and let the King answer us when we need Him most. The last three psukim of this parak read as follows. Elev barecha ve'elev asusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Himakaru v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod Adonai Yoshia melech yaneinu b'yom kareinu. Some rely on chariots and some on horses, but we rely upon and invoke the name of God, our God. They kneel and fall, but we rise and gather strength. God deliver us. May the King answer us on the day we call. The simple meaning over here is as mentioned earlier. David's men wanted David to stay back and daven on their behalf. Because Hashem allows an army to be successful through the power of prayer. Yisrael knew and understood this well. The main battleground to fight a war is through the arena of prayer. Now that doesn't mean David didn't need an army. But the army, coupled with David's tefillah behind it, was an unstoppable force. From here, we see a vital lesson in tefillah. The Alter HaKadosh explains, like he does in most of Tehillim, that this chapter is referring to the times of Mashiach. The tzaddikim will utilize God's names in order to win wars. This is what it says in our pasuk: when the enemies come, we'll call out in Hashem's name. Meaning that tzaddikim will use one of the lofty names of God to destroy their enemies. The Ramad Wali explains, when a regular war occurs, obviously it's decreed in heaven who will win. But to our eyes, it looks like the side with the best and most advanced weapons wins. However, when it comes time for the final Geula, regular warfare won't be used. Am Yisrael will just utilize the divine names of God to win. This way it will be apparent the war is being won because Hashem wants Yisrael to win. Last but not least, the Likut Maharan explains in Torah Beis, the main weapon of Mashiach is tefillah. Mashiach is going to use his power of prayer as his weapon in order to win wars. So too, the main weapon a Jew has is through tefillah. When we need to accomplish or make something happen, do we just run into it? Or do we utilize our weapon of tefillah first, then proceed forward? This can be found in the Hebrew word for weapons, which is clay Zion. If you closely examine the letter Zion, you'll see it's shaped like a hammer. It has a long handle on the bottom, the top of the letter juts out to the left, and a small part juts out to the right, which resembles a hammer. May we be zoche to use our clay Zion weapon of tefillah to win all our personal struggles and battles. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.